Well, as we continue to look a little closer at the fiscal cliff package and what agricultural components were included, Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen says the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012 actually included a number of energy tax provisions that were either set to expire or had already expired.
Those included the cellulose producer tax incentive, the accelerated depreciation for cellulosic fuels, the alternative fuel infrastructure tax credit, and the biodiesel tax credit. All of these are extraordinarily helpful in terms of sending a signal to the investment community that government support for these new alternative fuels is going to remain constant and will continue to be there.
And despite the fact that the extensions are only short-term, Dineen says it's a good start.
Any investor would like to see a long-term commitment to 5 or 7 years. In the battleground that is the United States Congress right now, however, that wasn't going to be feasible. And all they were looking for were one-year extensions of all of these tax provisions. And that is frustrating. But I think folks do understand that that's all that was on the table. And really, it's teeing up a longer conversation about what to do with our tax code, not just energy tax provisions, obviously, but everything. It does set us up for that conversation from a better position, having been extended. And I think that is going to be helpful. We want to have that conversation because we want all energy tax incentives on the table.
For continued coverage of that energy conversation, be sure to stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.